Even though the Denver Broncos offseason has officially began, we're in the dead time of the offseason. What are Denver Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson and teammates doing to stay prepared for the launch of training camp? When can Broncos fans attend training camp? You get that and much more. Plus, a little bit of a recap from my interview with Courtland Sutton over the weekend at his football camp. You get that and much more on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network. Your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Benger. He's the site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day every single day, free and available everywhere. You get your podcast in audio format and available on YouTube. Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen or to watch us break down all things orange and blue. Sarah, my friend, I tell you what, it was a fun weekend. Had a chance to attend Courtland Sutton's inaugural football camp with the youth over the weekend, and training camp was officially announced. We got a lot to break down here today, even though there's really not much going on with the Broncos.
That's all right. You know what? That's why we're here. You know, we're here to keep that excitement going. It's been a fun offseason. We can't let this time away, you know, deter from that, right? So you got to go meet up with Courtland Sutton, have some cool chats with him. I've seen some videos on Twitter, but excited to hear more about that, and obviously excited for the listeners to hear more from that. And yes, we finally, Cody, we know when training camp is going to be. I mean, I feel like that was something we specifically had asked for last week when we were recording, you know, for last week's shows. And here we go. We finally got answers as to when the Broncos will be getting fans back at the facility for training camp practices.
Oh, I know Broncos country is very excited because they have the opportunity to attend 14 practices that will be open to the general public, beginning with the first practice on July 27th on the berm at the UC Health Training Center here. Now, here's the thing I think is the most interesting. There's going to be a wide variety of different themes that the Broncos always do hold for training camp. July 30th, it's a Saturday. It's the welcome back to football. It's a celebration of football being back, fans being able to attend training camp here once again. The Broncos did this last season. It was a very popular hit amongst everybody in Broncos country. I'm looking forward to being there to see some of these position training camp battles that we're going to be previewing here in the next couple of weeks here on the show here. One thing about the training camp schedules, the team did announce that earlier last week for the release. Sundays will be off for the players, which is good because training camp is a grind. And a lot of those times begin at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. So if you know 10 o'clock Mountain Time in Denver, Colorado in July, you know that it is absolutely scorching. So I'm going to make sure I bring a couple hats. I'm going to bring my sunblock. In Broncos country, I encourage you to do the same exact thing so you don't burn up like I normally burn up at Broncos camp here. And then there will be the final practice that fans are allowed to attend. So the 14th practice will be that joint training camp practice against the Dallas Cowboys just a couple of days before the preseason opener. And that will be on August 11th is when that final practice happens. Sarah, I mean, we're just literally a few weeks away from training camp, being here, being at the team facility, watching practice. That means that we are one step closer to Broncos football. How are you feeling about it? And what is the vibe of everybody in Broncos country?
I'm feeling great about it, Cody. And I know that everybody that I've talked to is excited to get out there. I don't remember the exact number that was the record for the amount of fans that came to training camp back when Peyton Manning was still on the team. But I think it was over 5,000. I can't remember if it was over 6,000. But I have a feeling that we're going to touch some of those numbers this year. And I don't know if that's going to happen right away or over time. But I feel like there's a few things that could lead to, I mean, just this being maybe one of the best training camp experiences ever. And I mean, I think that's maybe a little bit of hyperbole, but there's a few things that are going for the fans here. So if you're a fan and you're considering coming to practices, yes, it's going to be very hot, but that's why they have a couple shaded areas specifically set aside. They've got hand sanitizer things. They've got those full of sunblock so that you can just walk around the facility. There's sunblock all over the place. You can obviously go into the team store to cool off a little bit. But Cody, back this year, player autographs are back this year, which I think fans are going to be very excited about because it's been a while since that's been able to happen. I also can't remember if there's ever been a time that certainly that I've been part of, and I've been to training camp every year for the last, like, you know, 25 years or so. I don't remember there ever being a time that you got to go to a joint practice, even if it was just one joint practice. So that's kind of a cool touch there at the end of camp, being able to go to see a joint practice with the Dallas Cowboys. And because it's the Dallas Cowboys, I feel like that could be a huge draw for fans for sure. That might be the most highly attended practice of the entire summer.
I think one thing that stands out to me when I think about training camp returning, kind of everything kind of returning to normal. You mentioned the autographs there. That hasn't been able to happen due to COVID and the Broncos being very safe last year with training camp with that. But now as we start to get back to a little bit of a period of normalcy, I'd say, in our country when it comes to COVID, not having many outbreaks and things like that, it's exciting for the players. I know that players are excited to be able to interact with fans. It's the one opportunity they get to really be up close and personal before they get to sit in the stands during actual games, which that first game on August 13th will open up the preseason against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm with you there. I'm excited to see some of the matchups with CeeDee Lamb and some one-on-one matchups, maybe against Patrick Surtain the second. I would love to be able to see that and maybe just see if the Broncos competition level rises. And obviously, I think our biggest hope in training camp, players stay healthy, but it is going to be hot. And there's a lot of time between now and then. There's going to be a lot of storylines we're going to break down here as it pertains to training camp here for this Denver Broncos team. And Broncos country, let us know if you're going to be attending training camp. Tweet us on Twitter at CareerWorkNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos, or comment down below in the YouTube comment section if you plan on being in attendance in Dove Valley. We'd love to be able to get together with you guys, say hi, meet your family, talk Broncos football, and much more. But Broncos country coming up here in just a moment. Over the weekend, I had the chance to attend Courtland Sutton's inaugural youth football camp at Inglewood High School. I had a chance to talk with Court one-on-one. Got some good insight from him talking about OTA's minicamp, plus Russell Wilson's process. You get that much more coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsor of today's episode of the show. It's good friends over there at Blue Nile. And whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique and as special as her with modern convenience of online shopping at Blue Nile. com. If you're looking for fine jewelry, but you're having trouble choosing, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7 available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. And make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off of purchases of $500 or more. And this podcast exclusive includes engagement. If you plan on popping the question, use promo code Locked On. That's promo code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, it ships free, and it arrives in discreet packaging so that it doesn't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to go to Courtland Sutton's inaugural youth football camp, powered in partnership with UC Health, Procter & Gamble, and Mile High Sports was a sponsor of it as well. And there was a lot of exciting things that came out of this camp. Before we break all that down, just want to say real quick, thank you so much to everybody in Broncos country for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day, Sarah Bettinger, myself, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen or to watch us talk all things Denver Broncos football every single day, all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an off season. Sarah, it was a really cool moment being at Courtland's camp. Now, for me as a former coach, I love putting on youth football camps. I love being able to help teach the game to younger players who love the game. But it's even more special when you have a professional football player who comes on, who hosts and put together a camp and actually spends time with the campers, talks to them, asks them, you know, like gives them advice. Like there were so many kids that would come up to Courtland and would ask him for advice. I mean, kids as young as five all the way up to about, I think, 12 years old were in attendance at this camp. It was a really fun event to be part of. You know, we talked about the camp. We talked about how important it is to give back. And he said for him, when he was younger, it was important for him to attend camps and to learn something, to get advice from people who are playing the game at a little bit of a higher level than he was. So for him, when he was in high school, attended camps that had college players, and even in college, going to some showcases that had some NFL players coming in and teaching. Like Courtland is a guy that really absorbed a lot of that knowledge, and now he's passing it down to younger guys and gals that want to play this game. I'll tell you what, it was a really fun thing to watch.
I love it. I think it's so great. It's really cool to see. And I think it's just something too for those kids that go to the camp, like they're going to remember that for the rest of their lives. You know, just being able to ask him a question or being able to have him teach you a little something or just even being able to be on the same field with him. That's something that they're going to carry, that they're going to remember. And I love that, you know, he's passing football down. It's like a legacy for him. I think it's really cool that these players are doing it. I know Russell Wilson had a camp over the weekend as well. And you love to see the way that kids react just to these star football players. I think it's just awesome. And it's cool to see the players getting involved and doing these kind of things, making it a priority in their lives, because how easy would it be for Courtland Sutton just to go, all right, I'm going to go take some time off. Like, we're going to have some throwing sessions later this off season, and I want to take some time for myself. You know, he's immediately going straight from OTAs right into hosting this camp, which is just amazing. So he's an awesome leader. And Cody, man, I mean, you're on your way to potentially having interviewed almost, I think we're making our way through the 2022-2023 Pro Bowl roster here. You talked to Justin Herbert already this year, now Courtland Sutton. I mean, who could be next on this list? I don't know, but I think it's awesome, and I can't wait to hear more about what Courtland Sutton said regarding his, you know, his new teammate, his new QB, and the different things that he's excited about for this season.
Well, just as you mentioned, coming off of OTAs and minicamp, I actually had a chance to ask Courtland Sutton. So this is on behalf of Mile High Sports, courtesy to them and obviously our amazing photographer Anilo Piero and Pete Gatsis for being able to capture this. But I asked Courtland about what he's planning on doing with this time here, about 4.5-5 weeks until they have to report for training camp at the team facility. This is what Courtland has to say about how he believes this offseason has went so far for he and his teammates.
Hey, mandatory minicamp just wrapped up. What do you have going on in this dead period before training camp, obviously at the end of July?
Man, this was a big part of this early part of the offseason-ish. And then she was just training, getting ready for the season, getting ready for training camp. Minicamp, OTAs are really good. It's huge to make sure that, you know, that we don't have a drop off rolling into training camp. And so, you know, just training, making sure that my body, mind, soul's all good, ready for the season.
One thing he mentioned too, Sarah, was talking about making sure that they don't have that drop off going into training camp, right? And I think for this Broncos team, from the moment that trade became official with Russell Wilson coming to Denver, those guys went out to San Diego. Russ is doing the same exact thing here just in a couple of weeks. I believe in 2 weeks' time, they're going to be back out in San Diego. They're going to be working together. In your opinion, Sarah, is getting too much work with this offense, is that somewhat a little bit of a blessing and a curse? Because at this point, you want to be able to rest, right, and give your body time to recover. Because once you get to training camp, it's going to be brutal. Do you think that the Broncos are going to be working for the next 5 straight weeks here with this offense? Or do you think they're going to maybe have a week on and maybe a week off? What do you think the best course of action is here for the Broncos, Courtland Sutton and Russell Wilson?
Well, I think they've got to find some time to take some time off, right? I think that's just pure, just taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, just being, making sure that you have the opportunity to take advantage of the opportunities when they're given to you. Cause like you said, as soon as that clock starts ticking at training camp, I mean, it's football season. It's all football all the time. So take some time, you know, to get right and to just take some time off, just rest, relax and play video games, whatever. But I think at the same time, you know, I love that they're going back to San Diego, and I feel like that's an opportunity for them to kind of mix work and play, right? There's a difference, like you've mentioned before. These players are going into the team facility, and they're there from basically dawn till dusk, right? I mean, Yeah. They're there all day working at the facility. So you go out to San Diego, maybe you got some nice meals being cooked at Russ's place out there, and then you go out for a throwing session, and you go, you know, play some pool or jump in the pool or whatever. I don't know what they're gonna do, but I think there's an opportunity to mix work and rest out there, as opposed to being at the facility where it's a, you know, you fall into the familiar things when you're at your workplace, right? You all right, I got to go into the film room. I got to go into the training room. I got to do all these different things. Out in San Diego, I feel like they'll be able to kind of mix and mesh the two, which I like. It reminds me, all these different things reminds me of when Peyton used to take, you know, the receivers and the backs and the other quarterbacks out to Duke and do the throwing sessions out there with David Cutcliffe, his old college coach. So I think I love it. I personally love it. I can't wait to see more of the content. And I'm sure Russell Wilson's content team is going to be all out there and taking hype videos for us to all get excited about.
Well, one thing too that Courtland did mention as well about Russell Wilson, I asked him what was it like for him being able to see like Russ's process, how he prepares, and he really called Russ a scholar of the game, the way that he prepares for things, the way that he takes care of his body. He said, not only that, what he puts in his body, making sure that he gets extra amount of sleep to be able to recover properly. The way that he goes about it is helping elevate, I think, other Broncos players and maybe how they treat their off time with their body, with their nutrition and things like that, which is a good thing because we know Russ spends around $1 million a year on providing nutrition and body maintenance himself, which is obviously why he plans to play another 10 years in the NFL. There was one more funny thing I asked Courtland Sutton as well. We all saw the Broncos social media video they posted a few weeks ago. Courtland Sutton was on the cover of our Mile High Sports magazine. Justin Simmons was on the cover of Avid Golfer, a national magazine. And I kind of brought up this idea that if Courtland Sutton could participate in the match, right, as we've seen with guys like Tom Brady, with Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, who would he team up with and who would he take on? And he said that he would team up with Broncos kicker Brandon McMahon. Says he's a great friend, a great golfer, and that more than likely the opponents they would face would be another kicker of Brandon's choice. But he said if he could choose an opponent to go against, he would love it to be Larry Fitzgerald. And he said to me specifically, I'd probably just be trying to get as much advice as I can from Larry Fitzgerald. Probably nothing to do with golf, all in the football realm. He said, so we probably wouldn't be golfing as much, but if he had to take on anybody, it would be Larry Fitzgerald. So, you know, Courtland as well, just as he continues to evolve, entering his fifth year in the National Football League. I tell you what, being able to see him interact with a lot of the young players out there, I think it was a very special moment. He truly cares. He was hands-on. He worked literally with hundreds of kids there, going around from station to station, high-fiving kids, playing quarterback, playing receiver, playing defensive back against them. It was a great moment. The Broncos have a very good player and a very good human being on their hands here with Courtland Sutton. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson's plans to bring the Broncos offense to San Diego, what they can do to help elevate their game a little bit as we talk about the balance between work and play. Previously, we dive into a little bit more coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, folks, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and your sports information. And you can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to the website here today or your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode of Lockdown Broncos, once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. For your second listen immediately after the show, go check out the Lockdown Avalanche podcast hosted by our good friends Chris Maselli and Kyle Sullivan. The Avs ran the Tampa Bay Lightning out of Ball Arena with a 7-0 victory in Game 2. Can the Avs go on the road in Game 3 and steal one or put them on a position to potentially sweep the defending Stanley Cup champions with the Tampa Bay Lightning? Check out the Lockdown Avalanche podcast for more if you are a Colorado sports fan. All right, sir, we were talking a little bit about Russell Wilson and his plans to bring teammates to his compound in San Diego. There is going to be a lot of team bonding involved, and I know that there's certain people in this media industry that we cover here that have an issue with the Broncos having some team bonding moments, especially since they've been grinding all offseason long. We're not going to give those clowns room to breathe on our platform here. But outside of that, the offense is going to continue to prepare for training camp. And I imagine this will involve a little bit of Melvin Gordon, who was at mandatory minicamp. I think some of the bigger storylines, though, Sarah, what will the offensive line look like? What will the running back game look like between Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon? And it was hard to tell in OTAs and mandatory minicamp simply because there was no contact allowed. In your opinion, what are you most looking forward to when training camp does happen?
Those things are specifically a lot of what I'm looking forward to. A lot of the things that can't happen without full contact that can happen in training camp. You know, you get the pass rushers pinning their ears back. Of course, they can't hit the quarterback, but they can try to whip a tackle. That's for sure. So I'm excited to see the guys off the edge. I'm excited to see it's almost hard to tell with the running backs as well sometimes, right? I mean, you can't take a running back to the ground. So like, how can you gauge whether or not a back is going to break a tackle or things like that? So there's only so much that you can glean, but yes, clarity on the offensive line. I feel like that's something that really right now, do the Broncos have almost too many guys on that offensive line to really play this season? I mean, you look from top to bottom, and even Nine News insider Mike Kliss had a piece about some of his takeaways from training camp or from OTAs leading into training camp. And one of the things he talked about is that offensive line as well. Like Netani Muti really impressed this coaching staff, and Dalton Risner has been kind of the starter. So it's like, where do those guys play? Graham Glasgow coming off injury, we've talked about that. He's kind of potentially getting reps at center, left guard, and then at right guard, you have other the Quinn Miners, obviously, right tackle, Calvin Anderson. Where does Billy Turner play? I mean, Tom Compton getting reps at tackle instead of guard, like many of us thought. I find it very fascinating, that whole offensive line dynamic. And I think, you know, they asked the coordinators about this later in OTAs, but it's like, when do you really want to have the clarity on what the offensive line is going to look like? Because you want that group to have cohesion. You want them to be unified. You want them to be, you know, one unit, and you don't necessarily want to drag this into training camp. But at the same time, you might have 10 guys that could start for you realistically, which is kind of crazy to say. So that to me is one of the primary things that I'm watching for, is that offensive line. How does everything shake out? Because right now the incumbents seem to be the way the team is leaning, with Calvin Anderson taking over Bobby Massey's spot at right tackle.
I think all the storylines are intriguing, but you know, if I had to hazard a guess, maybe a time frame where we might have full on clarity as to who the Broncos regular season starters will be, I think it's going to be maybe after that second preseason game. Now, after that first one against the Dallas Cowboys, they have to cut from 90 to 85. After the second game against the Buffalo Bills, where they get to see former Bronco Von Miller. He was at the Avalanche game over the weekend, by the way. That was really awesome to see there. For that, then they're going to drop to 80. And then after that second game, they're going to have to drop all the way down. After that third game, they're going to have to drop down to 53. So I imagine for the most part, the Broncos coaching staff will probably have their penciled in starters for the offensive line after that second preseason game. Now, I think the factor in too, we talk about guys like Tom Compton, we talk about Billy Turner. In my opinion, Sarah, it's like, even if those guys don't win the competition, okay, they're probably going to stay on the roster as depth. When we talk about the top offensive linemen that this team has at the starter position, at also the backup position, it's important that you have a guy there. Now, here's the thing. If Calvin starts at right tackle, he's also going to be the backup to Garrett Bowles at the left tackle position. So if something were to happen at that point, and let's say Garrett Bowles were to miss any time, if Calvin was a starting right tackle, he'd slide over to left, and then they'd have Billy Turner more than likely slide over to the right tackle position there. And even you talk about left guard, like Dalton Risner and Netani Muti are battling, and it's going to be a fun battle to watch in training camp as to who makes the least amount of mistakes and who performs the the most well-rounded in the first couple of the preseason games. I think determine who comes away with the starting job. And it's important for a guy like Russell Wilson, Sarah, as we've talked about on the show so many times, for a guy that was hit as much as he was hit in Seattle throughout his career, he simply cannot come to Denver and take that same type of damage. This is where the Broncos really have to step up, especially on the offensive line. And I tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be intriguing. And Broncos country, one thing you can expect is that Sarah Bettinger and myself, we have you covered every single day all year long. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have our training camp position previews. We're going to go down position by position. We're going to talk about the storylines. We're going to talk about all the players that currently are on the Broncos 90-man roster at that position. And we talk about some of the key battles that we have our eyes on. And we maybe share some of our predictions as well. But hopefully there is no Broncos news in the next couple of weeks, because usually any kind of news at this point in time is not good news. So we're hoping just to continue to break things down here in the Lockdown Broncos podcast. We're going to do a mailbag episode later on this week, so make sure you tweet us on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Lockdown Broncos, or leave your Broncos mailbag question on the YouTube comment section utilizing hashtag Broncos mailbag. That will wrap up today's episode of the show. Like I said, go check out the Locked On Avalanche podcast after this to preview game 3 of the Avs against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Can the Avs go up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup final? Make sure you tune into Chris Maselli, Kyle Sullivan to find out. Sarah Bettinger, myself, we got you covered for another episode of Locked On Broncos tomorrow.